Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass man nach ist, Perig Yud, Mishnah Aleph, Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, Ha-Oimer, Ha-Yabba, B'Shabbos, Mishalash Se'in, U'Bechoyel, Mechamish. On the 16th of Nisan, the second day of Pesach, they were makriv the carbon Oimer. For this carbon Oimer, we needed an Asarain, a fine flour that comes from barley from the new year. So if you want refined barley, you have to start with a lot and refine it and refine it. How much is that a lot that you have to start with? Rabbi Shmuel says, Oimer Yabab is Shabbos Mishalish Soy. The 16th of Nisan falls on Shabbos. So we bring the Oimer on Shabbos. Any carbon tzibah that has a set time that is mana ikvua is doicha Shabbos. We start out with 3 saw of flour, and we sift and sift until we get our isarain. U'bechayl mi'chamesh, but if the 16th of Nisan falls on a weekday, if the second day of Pesach is not on Shabbos, then the oimer was brought from 5 saw. We start with 5 saw. Now what happens is as follows. When you start sifting the flour, you have a very small amount of flour, but it's the best kind. So if the second night of Pesach falls on a weekday, so I have no problem with the cutting. You can cut 5 saws of barley. And out of 5 saws of barley, I don't have to do that much sifting, and I'll have my asarain, my perfect asarain. If it falls on Shabbos, so we're allowed to cut. That's the din. But we don't want to cut more than is necessary. So we're going to cut 3 saw. The only thing is now we're going to have to do more sifting. So you're going to ask, now I'm going to sift on Shabbos either. So what do I accomplish? Less cutting, more sifting. They're both malachis. So the Matur explains as follows. I'm going to do a lot of sifting, more sifting, because I'm only working with 3 instead of 5. But it's the same malacha again and again. More cutting is not just more cutting. There's ktsira, there's boirer, there's grinding, and sifting. 2 more sa. Along with the cutting come many more malachis. But the halacha is not like Rabbi Shmuel, as I zakta batanura. Vayitra zakta mishnah v'chachamim, I mean the chachamim say, echad b'shabbos v'echad b'chol mishalosh hayabah. We start out with 3. Next, the difference whether the 16th day of Nisan fell on Shabbos or a weekday. We start with 3 and we sift and sift until we get our isarim. The chachamim hold that the extra sifting lemaisa gives you a better flour. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayhanim, Rabbi Chanina Skana Kayhanim says, B'Shabbos, if the 16th of Nisan fell on Shabbos, Hayeniktzer B'Yachid, the barley for the Omer was cut or harvested by one person. Over Magal Achas. Magal is the keli called the sickle that's used to cut the Omer. It's like this round semicircle, like half a circle blade. Over Kupa Achas, in one basket. You want to cut down the amount of malacha that's done on Shabbos. U'bachayil, when the 16th of Nisan falls on a weekday, so, b'shloisha, the barley was harvested by 3 people, u'b'shalosh kupais, with 3 baskets, u'b'shalosh magalas, and 3 of these cutting tvua kelim. Now, really? We wanted to do it with as much pumperai or fanfare as possible. And that's because there always was a problem with the tzedakim. The tzedakim tainid. The Torah says, when sheyikata oimer mimachos yom Shabbos, that means on Sunday. Which Sunday? They don't know which Sunday. Chazal understand, mimachos yom Shabbos means the day after the first day of Pesach. The first day of Pesach is called Shabbos. So we want to show, no, we believe in Torah. Shebal peh, let everyone see. So we do it with 3 people. But on Shabbos, we cut it down. Zoy halt, Rebbe Chanina skana kehanim. V'chachamim oimerim, but the chachamim say, Echad b'Shabbos, v'echad b'chol, makes no difference whether the second day of Pesach falls on Shabbos or the second day of Pesach, which is the 16th of Nisan, falls on a weekday. It's always done with fanfare. B'shloisha, 3 people, u'b'shalosh kupais, 3 baskets, u'b'shalosh magalis, and 3 of these sickles. So quickly chazring over, Perig Yud, Mishnah Aleph. Rabbi Shmuel says the Omer comes on Shabbos from 3 sa, sifted and sifted till you get your good asa, right? During the weekday, start with more, less sifting. Start with 5 saw. So you have to sift less, because the first flour that comes out is always the best. If you have 5, you'll have enough for an asarin. Rabbi Shmuel holds, it's also a better flour at the end. The one you get from 5 with less sifting is a better flour than the asarin you get from 3 with more sifting. So on Shabbos, okay, I'd rather you do more sifting and less malachis. This is just the same malacha a couple of times. If you have to cut more, it's cutting, it's grinding, it's sifting. It's also boirer. So Shabbos, says Rabbi Shmuel, will get the asarain out of 3. But on the weekday, rather get it out of 5. The Chachamim say, no. Always out of three. L'maisa, more sifting produces a better flour. Makes no difference whether it's Shabbos or a weekday. Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim says, on Shabbos, true, the Torah says, we should cut anyway, even though it's Shabbos, we cut for the Omer. A carbon tzibur that Zman Ikvu has done even on Shabbos, same is true if the people are Tameh. But on Shabbos, it's toned down, says Rav Chanina Sgana Kehanim. One person, one cutting saw called a magel that you cut tefuah with, one basket. During the week, three people, three baskets, three magalas. The Chachamim say, whether it's Shabbos, whether it's the weekday, we always want to do it with three. We want as much fanfare as possible to show lahoitzi meliban shel tzedakim that it's not done on Sunday. It's done on the second day of Pesach. If you want, if you have time, take out a Shagas Aryeh, which maybe you got for your bar mitzvah, and look up Simon Nun Tes. Over there, the Shagas Aryeh discusses this Mishnah, and he suggests perhaps that there's a machloikis here. In general, when the Torah is matter something on Shabbos, can you go all out, or do you still have to minimize it? That's a shaila that appears also in regard to when you have to be mechal Shabbos for a chayla. Is Shabbos hutcha? In other words, we will do what we have to, but we won't do more than what we have to, or do we say no hutra? It's totally mutter. Of course, you don't do what you don't have to, but what you have to do is not like, oh, you have no choice, that's your Mechal Shabbos. No, the Torah says this is not Chil Shabbos, this you do on Shabbos. Like Bris Mil on Shabbos. Not, oh, Nebuch, we have to do Bris Mil on Shabbos. No, that's the mitzvah. That's not Chil Shabbos. But do you have to minimize it or not? For example, the halacha is that during the week you could have the Bris Mila divided into two. One person does the cutting, another person does the Priya. On Shabbos, we say no. We don't want two people doing malachis. One person does it. But that would also be telling in this machloikis. When something is mutter on Shabbos, is it a total green light? Or do we minimize it a little bit?